Yeah, and I agree with you that that's been a problem for me all along. So, Maggie,
yeah.
I know that you're recording, so I will now wait to be invited to talk.
Okay, so we did start the recording, and I think it's 25 of, so we'll go ahead. I know there's some other people that will join in, but I would like to start by introducing Vicki. Vicki Offer is from Colorado, Boulder, correct? And
actually, Arvada.
I'm sorry, right, which is,
close
is that
to Boulder.
By Boulder?
Yes, 20 minutes.
Oh, okay, all right, fine. Okay. And Vicki, I didn't ask for a bio, but just from knowing you, you've been with Young Living practically since the get-go, more than 15 years, correct?
Yeah, I was 17 this spring.
17 this spring, okay. And I do know from hearing you talk before, you actually had a fantastic background in herbs, working with herbs.
Correct.
And you were a little bit resistant to the oils at first, and you
a
had
lot
a great story, right? And then you were a little resistant to the network marketing as well. So, you know, both of those. And one of the reasons that I'm so happy that you're here to share with my downline is because you face so many of those same kind of challenges that we do, the hesitancy about the sharing, not really knowing about the oils, et cetera. And yet, you know, as we use them, we are borderline fanatical about them. So, you know, how to really take it to the next level for me is what, you know, I would like to be able to help people to do. So, would you mind, you know, expanding a little bit on your introduction, you know, your background or however you want to,
sure,
move
I'd be glad
forward
to
with
do that.
The call. It's great.
Thank you. I actually started my career in math and engineering, but then I got really sick and I was being killed off by some kind of autoimmune thing and nobody could figure it out. This was back in the 70s. And so I didn't know what to do because no one could figure out what was wrong with me, let alone help me get well. And eventually, I ended up going to see an herbalist, which I thought was a terrible idea because I wanted science to get me well, and they couldn't. So I went to this herbalist, and she did indeed get me well, and her name was Hannah Kroger. And she was known as the Mother Teresa of North America. So I got to be she was my mentor for 21 years. And when I ran into the oils, I was resistant because I felt like oils were for recreation and for things to make things smell good, but I had no idea that they had chemistry that would actually heal the human body. So once I started realizing what they could do, I had begun to realize they were probably the most profound thing I would see in my lifetime. So eventually I did, after being in Young Living for 2 years and trying to keep it a secret, because not only was I teaching around the country about herbs, but also I really hated network marketing. And so I didn't want to be associated with network marketing. So it wasn't even I didn't like. I was really anti-network marketing. But you know what? After a couple of years, I pray every day, and I really got clear on the fact that I needed to do this work. And so I just prayed about it and said, you know, God, if you could help me to do this with integrity, I'll do it. I get that you want me to do it, but you have to show me how to do it with integrity. And so that was my mission, was to find a way to share this with people in a way that was with integrity and without any hype or pressure or anything like that. So I believe that this is the most profound healing modality that we're probably going to see in our lifetime. I've seen a lot of different gadgets and modalities and ways of healing the body, but this is the one I absolutely think is the most amazing that I've seen so far in, you know, since 1976 when I got into this field. What I find in Young Living is that people come into this company for a lot of different reasons. And I suspect that, you know, we have a lot of people on this call, so I'm guessing that you here on this call have also come into Young Living for different reasons. And they may not all be to build a Young Living business, but however you've come in and for whatever reason you've come in, We are honestly here to support you and help you achieve your goals. One of the reasons people, you know, some people come into Young Living just simply because they want to use the products and play with them and get healthy. And some people actually have fallen in love with them and maybe want to share them with one or two friends, but they really don't have any other intention other than that. And some people want to share with a small group, maybe a peer group or a client base or family. But again, it's a small group, but not necessarily wanting to build the business. And I've met people that just want to retail the products. They're kind of stuck in a retail model. They know a retail model. They can recommend things to clients, and they just want them to buy them retail. But again, that doesn't build an organization in Young Living, but you can retail if you want to. And I've met people who just want to be educators. And I kind of put myself in that group, although I also want to build a successful and flourishing business, because I honestly believe that by doing so, I will have made a contribution in my lifetime that could help turn the tide of disease on the planet. And my contribution will be tiny. It will be the contribution of many, many people over many, many years and several generations that will hopefully cause that to happen. So education is very important to me, and but building the business helps me to have a structure with which to know that I'm out there creating a difference in the world. But some people, again, just want to be teachers, and they don't want to build a business. And then I've met people who want to build a small business. Maybe they have a full-time career that they love, but they want to be able to do this part-time. And then there are other people like myself and Maggie and Ruth that we consider this actually a full-time job or a full-time, I don't know if I really want to use the word job because it doesn't feel like a job. I'd say lifestyle, sharing lifestyle. And so those of you on the phone, for example, Shauna, how do you see yourself fit into that list?
I'm in it two business deals. I've kind of like you. I kind of started out hesitant with the oils and have just come to love them. And when you have that passion, you just want to share.
Yeah. And Tom, what a thank you. And Tom, what about you?
Sorry about that. Yeah, as far as me, I work as a massage therapist. I use the oils not only for myself, but to assist with the massage treatments that go on right now.
Uh-huh.
And I see great gains with that. So I myself want to look at building more of a business with it, as well as share, educate, retail, you know, all of the above. So that's, you know, not only do I want to build a business for myself and make it lucrative, but because I find value with it, I want to share it with everybody. And I think this is one of those things that absolutely I'm into purity and sufficiency of whatever we use, and this company here has impressed me. So I really like to see the stuff in the company and the prevalence, you know, and watch the company prevail and basically maintain itself.
All right. Well, thank you for sharing that with us. And it sounds like the folks on this call are more inclined toward actually wanting to see if they can build something with this than just using the products. Although we don't have time to ask everybody individually, there may be a couple of you that are just interested in finding out more about Young Living as well and maybe just how to share it with one or two friends rather than with a large group. But hopefully we'll be able to cover the information that you need. And if we don't, I hope you'll ask questions and that you'll get back with us and let us help you in the future to really fulfill the needs that you have, because that's honestly what I'd like to accomplish. And I know that Maggie and Ruth feel the same way. I feel like the true gift that Young Living has to give us is that feeling we get when we help others. For just a moment, I want you to think back to a time recently when you have shared an oil with someone and they did feel better. And it really is a gift, that feeling that we get. And that's also a gift that we can share with others, is helping them to receive that gift by being able to share. Because it's a beautiful, beautiful thing to be able to help someone, help them get out of pain, help relieve their depression, help them improve their lives. to me, if I had to look at Young Living overall, I would have to say that the real gift that they give is that. And I'm extremely grateful to be able to participate in that. So what is this heart-centered sharing thing that we talk about? We really want to empower people to live longer, healthier, and happier lives. And sharing with them in such a way that they're going to be comfortable in helping others as well. It really is about being of service and putting the needs of others before our own financial needs. And it's about sharing without any pressure, without any hype, no need for any of that, because all we have to do is help educate people and then help them make decisions about what they need and help them get their account set up in a loving way. And then it's a win-win for everyone. The business develops that way, and it's an interesting thing because I sometimes feel like I wear many hats. I can say, well, today I'm going to think to myself, how can I strategize to reach more people than ever? And I can actually look at my organization and realize that there are different areas in that organization that I can work with and achieve that goal. Other days, I'm responding to people who need health issues talked about or business questions answered, and I'm just so I do a lot of different things. But all of them, I feel, are heart-centered. The money then shows up, and I love it. I'm so grateful that I can make an income doing this because it's what I love the most in life to do. And to make an income like I make, and I don't want to go into numbers, I think that's kind of rude, but I have to tell you that I make more in a month than I would say most people make in a year at this point. So it's rather interesting to see how that develops, and it's intriguing as well. So what I find as I talk to people about sharing is that many people want to share, but they really don't know what to say. And then other people feel like they can talk about the oils or the supplements or the other products. But then when it comes time to enrolling people, they get very nervous and they kind of back down and walk away. And I found myself doing that for years. And once I finally realized that I wasn't truly helping people by doing that, I had to begin to take control of how I spoke with people and actually help them set up their account so that they could, in fact, enjoy the oils. So the question is, how do we help others from a heart-centered approach and maintain our integrity? That was the question that I kept asking. So what I find is that what we have to develop a skill set, and we have to practice that skill set until we're confident and comfortable in speaking about all of these things. This can be learned by anyone, and I'm proof of that because I was the hardest case I've ever worked with. Anything you start new is difficult at first, and then once you do it a few times, it becomes easy. And sharing Young Living is exactly the same as that. And again, this isn't about selling anything or convincing anything, convincing anyone of anything. In fact, I say over and over, people will say to me, but I want my sister to use these. And I say, we are not in the convincing business. We're in the sharing business. If you'd like to share, tell your sister what you've learned and what you know. Loan her your book if you want to, and step back and let her make her own decision about her life, just like you've had the opportunity to make your decision about yours. This is a business that's built on friendships and relationships. And it's really easy, and you can learn it as you go along. I feel like I'm constantly working on my skill set. How can I say things to explain it better to someone? How can I make it easier for people to figure out what they need and so forth? I've realized that people don't care how much I know. They just really want to know that I genuinely care about them. You don't need to be an expert. So many of us have fallen into the trap of thinking, I can't do this unless I can be an expert first. In fact, it's going to be more empowering to other people if you're not an expert, because then they'll know that they can share also. And I want to stop for a moment here. And Ruth, and Maggie, don't you feel like we've all tried to be experts?
Absolutely.
Oh, dear.
I have definitely fallen into that trap at times, and I'm really trying to back away from that and just present myself as someone who uses and loves the oils.
Yeah, me too. I mean, I was introduced to you all in this call as this person who made it to Crown Diamond and has this business, But when I'm sitting in a group of people, and we have my perfect evening is where we have five new people that have never heard about the oils, and three people who brought those five. I usually ask people to come and bring one or two people with them, and I max out the group at six new people and three old people. That's my perfect evening. And when I have that group here and I'm sitting in a circle with all of these people, what I say is, hi, I'm Vicki, and I've been using the oils for a while now. I love how they help my family stay healthy, so it's an honor to share them with you. And that is all I say. I don't want anybody to think of me as an expert or anything, because the less I can say about myself and my experience, the more I feel I can empower people rather than enable them. And I'm really excited about empowering people, don't you think?
Mm-hmm. That is so empowering to hear that.
I actually tell the people that are bringing people, I say, don't even mention who I am. I'd just rather you didn't. Let's just all be girls in the room or friends in the room.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it's so much easier if I can do that, because then people feel empowered, like they can get out and share as well.
Well, that empowers us, too, because it takes a huge load off of our shoulders. To not have to be experts.
Exactly. It did for me,
mm-hmm,
too. It
mm-hmm.
was very exhilarating, actually, once I began to do that.
Mm-hmm,
I was surprised
mm-hmm.
how good I felt about it, because,
absolutely,
you know, if
yeah.
someone said to me, well, my friend has this, what should I get for her? I'd say, well, let's check the book. And we'd open the book and look, and then I'd say, well, this is what the book says. What do you think? Do you want to do this? And I might say something. I mean, I might know what I would do. But I just say what's in the book and say, yeah, I've heard this one is really good. I've heard this one, this Panaway would be very good for that. So maybe that would be a place that you might like to start, is with getting that for your daughter,
mm-hmm.
sister, whoever, friend. So we start by sharing in a real basic way. And the materials that hopefully you all have gotten in the email from Maggie and Ruth called Heart-Centered Sharing will be the materials. I think that's all you need to get started with your sharing with others. We've set you up with two outlines in that material. One is a very brief outline that you might just share with somebody over the phone, or that you just have a few minutes to sit with or whatever, or just maybe a real casual conversation with a friend. And then the other part two of that materials is a more detailed outline of things that I think are really important. And both are good. I've used both of them, but I prefer the long one when I'm actually doing a little three who bring two presentation.
Mm-hmm.
One other thing I'd like to kind of interject here is that, and let me just talk for a minute about network marketing, because I wanted to actually open with that, and then I didn't. I forgot to tell you this at first. Some of you may already know this, but this is what I had to learn about network marketing. When you go to the store and buy a product, say you go to, I don't know, a little gift shop and they have an aromatherapy kit there, and you were to buy that kit for some reason, which actually I now know that probably none of us would, but let's say there was a gift there that you bought. What happens is somebody made that gift, or a small company made that gift, and it is then, they can't usually sell it directly to the store. If you're a small business person and you're selling directly to the store, it means you need to either somebody to do the selling or you need to be home making it. If you're trying to do both, I tried that 20 years ago and that didn't work so well for me, because I was making some herbal gifts and selling them, and I was either home making them or I was out trying to get them to stores, but I couldn't be in both places, and I really didn't have enough of a markup to hire a lot of people. So that didn't work real well for me. But here's the thing. Somebody's made a product, and they want to sell it through stores. They actually have to sell it to a – can you still hear me, Maggie? I just dropped my phone.
I can hear fine, yes.
Okay, great. They have to sell it to what's called a national distribution chain. And so you look for a national distributor, and I began to look for a national distributor and then just decided there wasn't enough profit in it for me. But you sell it to a national distributor, and they sell it to a regional who sells it to a local who delivers it to the store. The person who made the product gets to keep 20% of the retail value approximately, and the store gets to keep about 20% of the retail value and sometimes a little more than that. And then the rest of the money goes to that national and regional and local distributor that distributes the products around the country, where in network marketing, The person who creates the product, in this case Young Living, ships it directly to us, the customer. Even if we're a wholesale member, we are the customer. And they, for doing that, they get to keep between 50 and 55% of what we pay for that product. And the other 45 to 50% is broken into little tiny amounts and paid out to the people in that community, in that organization. And that's how it works. And it's for keeping the 50 to 55%, the company creates the product and runs the entire company. They run the farms. They do customer service and shipping and order entry. And they do conventions and material.
Quality control.
Oh, my gosh. They have quality control research. They do so much for their money, I'm astounded. I'm just amazed. And then what we get to do for the money that we earn is we share, we help people set up their accounts, we try to stay in touch with them, and if they have questions, if we don't know the answer, we go look for the answer. So we become a network of people that gets paid these small amounts of money. But the small amounts add up when the group gets very large. And so that's the beauty of it. It's really a beautiful system. The problem is that there are companies out there with products that are inferior, that are like used car salesmen out there just selling stuff that nobody needs. And so they've given this business model a bad name or a black eye. And really, if you look hard, what you'll realize is, yes, there are those companies, but there are also a handful of companies that are really good people. And they're out there trying to help people and help people improve their lives, and they're also using this business model. So it's really a delightful model once you make friends with it. And that's
one of the nice things, I think, is that this business model in this past decade actually has become, you know, a very acceptable model and well thought of in business schools, et cetera. When you started, it really did have a lot more negativity around it, I believe.
Yes, I think so too, and yet I still do run into people that feel uncomfortable about it because they don't know very much about it. I'm sharing this because even though it has become a lot more acceptable, you'll still occasionally run into people that say, is this network marketed? And I say, yes, it is. And I have no problem saying that anymore because, to me, I've really made friends with this. It works well. It's delightful as a business model because it's a win-win for everybody that participates with it. I really love it, actually. So in getting back to this, we start by sharing our stories and experiences, and if our friends and family want to order something, we help them do so not by ordering for them, but by helping them set up their own accounts. And the reason we do that, again, let's really keep the word empower in the front of our minds. If you have a friend and they want to try some products, really the best thing to do is not just say, sure, I'll buy a bottle of lavender oil for you. What I do instead of that is I say, why don't we get together so that I can tell you why I think these would be so beneficial to you. You know, let's spend an hour or two together so that I can go through some things with you about it. Would that be all right? And, people just say yes to me when I ask them that. I prefer to have them come into a little get-together with the five or six new people in it, and I'll talk more about that in a few minutes. So if I can, I will invite them to the very next one that I have scheduled. And that's my preference, is to bring them in with a little community of people so that we're all listening to each other's stories. And again, you don't want to order for people because if they want to get something later, they can't just, many of us order things now at 11 o'clock at night. We kind of get used to buying what we need when we need it. Whereas what I've seen people try to do is track down the person that showed them the oil, try to order something. Then they have to wait. Maybe that person wants to put it on their essential rewards order and it doesn't launch for 2 weeks. And then by the time it finally comes in, then the person that got it in has to track down the person and get the money back. You can see why this is not very good. That doesn't empower anybody. So if I have somebody that likes the products, my goal is to help them go ahead and set up their own account and empower them so that they can, and I'll get them a product guide so that they can order whenever they want to. And they're not looking to me for anything as far as trying to get an order for them quickly. And then they don't have to reach us. So I know that, though, as people get started sharing Young Living, they get so timid about helping people set up their accounts that a lot of people will say, well, I'll just get it for you. But I'm hoping that everybody on this call realizes now that that's a terrible idea. Just try this other way instead, and you'll see that it's very easy and very heart-centered, and it's going to work much better for you and for them.
I have to say, I had somebody just the other day that set up a new account, and she said to me, can you just get it for me?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, no, it doesn't really work like that. I have done it. She knows that I had done it for somebody else, so,
yeah.
You know, a friend of hers. So she knew that I had done it. And I said, you know what? It's my New Year's resolution. I just don't do it anymore.
Well, I just say, I don't. You know what, I don't order for people, and I don't stock the products. If you want to get it, we just go online and you set up an account and order it, and it's shipped directly to you. Do you want to do that? I mean, that's what I've
perfect.
Learned to say, and
mm-hmm,
everybody always
mm-hmm.
says yes.
Yeah.
I've never had anybody say no. So, so when we get together with our friends, what do we talk about? We talk about the Young Living lifestyle. We talk about oils and where we get them. We explain about the value of oils, why purity is so important, how to use them. We talk about the other product groups that Young Living offers, the Ningxia Red, the Thieves, supplements, personal care. This information, again, is in that heart-centered sharing file that I sent to you. It's all typed out. And you'll be able to highlight the information that you feel is important to share with your friends. And that's what I like to do. And again, what we'll do here in just a minute is go through that material because I want to kind of show you what I think is most important. In fact, I think what I'll do is go ahead and open that packet now, and I'm going to go through the outline, and let's just go over it briefly. I'm going to go over the short version, which is part one.
And I know some people printed it out, some did not, but they do have the link for it. And I have a question. I just want to interrupt a little bit. Is everybody hearing okay? Because I can do, like, mute for...
why don't you try that and see if the little echo goes away.
Okay.
Okay? Maggie?
Yeah.
Okay. You know, that did get rid of it. So
yeah.
I think what we'll... Mm-hmm.
And if anybody wants to say anything, they can just do *6, and then they can talk. So,
no, they can't. You've muted them.
Actually, there's two choices on this. So if I do another time, if I do it again, then they cannot do it. But at this
okay,
point,
got it.
The way
okay.
we have it, they
fabulous.
Can do it.
Okay,
yeah.
Fabulous. So as I look at this introduction here, I'm going to, let's see, sharing Young Living with friends. And this is on page 5 of the packet that we sent to you. I start with the history because I like to give historical validation as to that the fact that the oils have been around forever, since the beginning of recorded history. I go into the Thieves products just because it fits in nicely with the historical information. And then I go into what are oils and where we get them, they're plant concentrates, and that their peppermint is very strong and one drop is equivalent to 28 cups of tea, et cetera. And what I think is most fascinating, what I really wanted to emphasize here with the group, is where do we get the oils? Because I tell a story, and I've written the story down here so that you can learn to share it with others. Because a lot of people will look at these little tiny bottles, and the little tiny bottle of 5 mL of helichrysum is $75, and they think that sounds very expensive. But I really want them to understand why we have that oil and why it is expensive. So I tell the story about the fact that the distilleries can be 20 feet tall and 8 feet across. Imagine filling a cylinder 20 feet high and 8 feet across with German chamomile, which is a delicate, fragile plant. So what I tell them is I have them envision in whatever room we're in. I'll say, how tall do you think the ceiling is in this room? And I'm sitting here in my living room. And they'll say, I don't know, 15 feet. And I'll say, yeah, it's actually probably about 15, but the distillery is 20 feet tall. So if you can envision another 5 feet taller than this ceiling, it's huge. And 8 feet across is probably from about me to that wall over there, don't you think? So now we've got the cylinder being imagined in the middle of this room, 20 feet tall, 8 feet across. They have to fill that unit with German chamomile that they've been growing organically all year. They had to hand hoe out the weeds because they don't want the weeds in the oil. They couldn't use pesticides. They couldn't use herbicides to keep the weeds down. Everything had to be done organically in order to make a really pure therapeutic grade oil. And now they're ready to harvest. And they try to get that plant right into the distillery within a few minutes. Other companies all over the world cut their plants one day, and it could be a week or 2 weeks before they distill. And by then, basically, I think a lot of the oil is dried out of it because these are very light vapors, and they just vaporize right out. I mean, when you cut a plant like this and you can smell the aroma of it, it's because that's the chemistry leaving and going into the air and vaporizing out. Where and Meg, you've been to the farm, I know, and
I have, and I'll send the link on my YouTube channel. Me standing in that German chamomile field last summer, and also a great little clip that's like 2 minutes of the agronomist right there by the big cylinder, you know, when they're filling it. It's really good. I'll send you the link to YouTube. You might not have seen it.
Great, thank you. Mm-hmm. Well, one thing that that people sometimes don't know that have come to the farm, and I know you already know this, but sometimes people don't realize this, is they see pictures of the distillery with like a pile of lavender or a pile of peppermint next to it. Well, they can't use that oil. I don't know if you know that or not. That's junk oil to them at that point. They're using it to show us how it's distilled. But
right.
The problem is that when they let it lay there, it loses a lot of its chemistry. So when they're actually distilling the plant for therapeutic use to actually bottle it for us, they try to get it from the field into the distillery within 15 minutes.
Yeah.
And they really take pride in doing that because they know that that maximizes the chemistry that comes out of that oil. So
and they're also out in the field checking the chemistry of the oil
by
so they
the
know
hour.
Exactly what moment to harvest it to.
By the hour. Nobody else does that I'm aware of. I've been to distilleries around the world, and I've never seen anybody do that like they do it. They're just kind of obsessed with having the highest quality oil possible.
Mm-hmm.
So now they've cut the plant, and they load it into the distillery, and it's 20 feet tall and 8 feet across. And I look around the room at this group of people, and I say, how much oil do you think you're going to get out of that? And people will say a gallon or 5 gallons or 2 liters or something. And out from under a napkin, I pull a quarter of a cup and a half a cup. And I say, you're going to get between a quarter of a cup and a half a cup out of that distillation. And everybody, we kind of look up at that ceiling again, envisioning how much plant material it took to get that quarter of a cup of oil out of there. And people are astounded. And I say, I it's a wonder we have it at all, that, you know, anybody would go to that much trouble and grow the plant all year just to get that little of oil out of it. But German chamomile is a very expensive oil. Roman chamomile is less expensive because you can get more oil out of a distillation, and you can of lavender also, and peppermint, and that's why they're less expensive. But when you see an oil that's expensive, it will help you understand why. So from that moment on in our discussion, people may not choose to order an expensive oil, but they certainly will never complain about the price of it because they understand the value and what it took to get it in those bottles. And then, I go on to say there are between 85 and 100 drops in the small bottle and between 250 and 300 drops in the large bottles. So if we're using them drop by drop, they're actually very economical. They may be small, but you can use them over a long, long period of time. And when people ask me what the shelf life of an oil is, I say, I don't know, 3,000 years or so, because the oils that they found in King Tutankhamun's tomb were still chemically viable.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, so that helps them understand that. And then I go into why do we use essential oils, and then I go into talking about supplements, the longevity supplement, which I find totally amazing because of its ability to keep the body from degenerating in such a beautiful way. But the details are all in the long version of that. And I go into food products. And by the way, when we're sitting in a room, we put all the oils on in the Everyday Oil Kit. We drink Ningxia Red. I even sometimes pass longevity capsules around for people to take. We're putting on hand lotion. We just pass around. I spray the room with a thief spray. I want them to smell and feel and touch and experience as much as they can. And before we start putting oils on, I might say to the group, and again, you can do this just with a friend or two, I'll say, who has pain? Does anybody here have pain? And somebody will invariably say yes, and I'll say, as we're passing the oils around, we're going to take a drop of each one, and what I hope you'll do is put that drop of oil where you have your pain, and then I want you to pay attention to see if it helps, because sometimes the most interesting things happen where we're surprised to learn that an oil like Peace and Calming or an oil that is unexpected may be the very oil that helps relieve your pain. We don't know what chemistry exactly your body's looking for, so therefore it's always fun to realize which one's doing it and which one gives you the greatest relief. We pass around Wolfberry Crisp bars. I talk about True Source, and we have this page called How to Have a Great Day Every Day that I hope you all have looked at. When I have get-togethers, whether it's a one-on-one or a small group, I print those out on really pretty paper, and I have them in my office, and I give everybody one of those and a product guide. And I have people who fondle that piece of paper, and they want to feel this way. They want to have a great day every day. I have a great day every day. I mean, I still have challenges to deal with, but these oils help keep me mentally stable and emotionally stable and physically stable and healthy and active and energetic. And everybody can see that, and they want to be able to do that too. I talk about people at least using True Source on Longevity and Ningxia Red, and I'll tell them, you know, this is about $3 a day, and if you can't afford $3 a day to keep yourself healthy, then buy it anyway and take it every other day or every third day. It's still better probably than what you're taking today. It's going to make you feel better even if you have to do it less often than every day. And I talk about natural personal care and how there are 80,000 different chemicals in our food and personal care products, most of which are very dangerous to us over time. And we pass around the lavender hand lotion, and they put it on, and they love the way it feels, and they love the way it smells. And I say, well, you just got your aromatherapy treatment for the evening. We talk about using products for children and pets. And we get to the conclusion that oils might be the most profound health support we're going to see in our lifetime. And then what I do is I go ahead and say, you know, I'm going to talk, some of you may want to order, so let me tell you how we do that. You can order wholesale like I do or like we do, or you can order retail. And retail is 24% more, so let's talk about the wholesale options. I have everybody turn to the page in the product guide that shows the basic kit. And I say, these products are not available in stores, and we order them directly from the company, and they're shipped directly to you. If you want to order wholesale, it requires a membership, which is sort of like Costco or BJ's, but better, because as long as you order $50 in products every year, you don't have to renew it. And the wholesale membership costs $40. And, you know, they're looking at the picture of it, and I say, you get a lot for your money, because at Costco you get nothing but a membership. But here you're going to get two oils, a 50% coupon off of a diffuser, three take-along packs of the juice, and a lot of educational information. And then I say, now flip the page, and I'd like to tell you about these other options. They see the Everyday Oils Kit, and I say that's a great place for people that want to play with oils and get started that way. And at $150, that also includes that $40 kit with that coupon and the two oils and the Ningxia Red and the materials. So that's a very good deal. And then we also have the Thieves Kit, and I might say something like, this would be a great place for somebody to get started whose kids are sick all the time or who work in the public and who need to protect their health. And I might, you know, I'll say this is, you can see in the picture what it has. It contains this, 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 and this. And then, let's see, what's the other kit? Oh, the Ningxia Red Kit. I'll say, and then a third kit on this page is the Ningxia Red Kit, and this is a great place to start if you just need more energy. If you just need that extra energy every day, this would be a wonderful place to start. So at that point, I say there's one other thing I want to share with you, and that's something called Essential Rewards. That's a rewards program that the company has for people that order every month, and they might order their vitamins, for example, or they might be building an oils collection, or they might be ordering their personal care products, or a mixture of all of these things every month to keep themselves and their families healthy. And the company offers us back 10, 15, and 20% back of the value of our products in free products, depending on how long we've been in the program. And I just described that just a little bit. So you can see that I pretty much go through all of that in about 2 to 3 minutes. This is not a long time that I spend on telling them what their options are. That's all I've done at that point. Now the next thing that I do, I think, is the most important part of our time together. I go to the first person sitting in the circle who is a guest, and I'll say, so Janine, tell me, how can I help you here? What did you hear that was of value to you? What do you feel that would be a good place for you to get started with this? And Janine might say, well, you know, I'm tired, and it sounds like that Ningxia Red would be a great place for me to get started. And I'll say, I think so too. I think that's a great idea. And do you think that you ought to get vitamins with that, or do you have a good vitamin that you're taking? And she might say, well, I've got a good one, but I might go ahead and get that one that you have, and that way I can start taking a better one. And I say, I would. If I were you, I would do that. Sometimes people say to me, they hold up that page, have a great day every day. I had this happen not long ago where a woman held that up and said, I want to feel this good. I want it all. And this is something important I have to share with you. I don't assume people can buy anything, and I don't assume they can't. In other words, I don't assume that they can spend $100, and I don't assume they can spend $500, and I don't assume they can spend nothing. I totally let them guide me through what they can do. And so this woman said, I want everything on this page. And I said, well, if you can do it, I would do it, because I do that every day, and I feel fabulous. And I have a lot of energy, and I know you will too. Because we'd already put on a lot of this stuff and tried a lot of these things. She was feeling very, very good. And so she literally signed up that night and bought everything on that page on her first order. And it was expensive. But you know what? She called me back, and she said she's never felt this good in her entire life.
Wow. Fabulous.
Yes. So what if I had assumed that she couldn't spend that much money?
Right.
And had said, why don't you just start with an everyday oils kit?
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what I would have done in the past. I would try to limit her so that I didn't want her to feel like she was spending too much. But now I simply let people guide me on that.
You know, Vicki, one of the things that that I have picked up going through this now in more detail and more detail that I just think is so brilliant and rich and kind of is in the same vein of what you're talking about is presenting the 5 product categories at one time, but not in great depth, because people have different issues, but you never, and we all know that nutrition affects your health, the oils affect your health, the toxins in your environment do, but we don't know what the trigger is for them.
Yeah.
You know, I know that if I get rid of the toxins in the environment by using all the thieves things and, you know, I drink the Ningxia Red and all that, that, you know, things will get better. But I don't know for them what is the trigger, you know, what is the thing that's most important to them at that
exactly.
moment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And if we were trying to prejudge that, we
mm-hmm.
might only talk about the everyday oils kit, and their needs might be sick kids at home.
Exactly, right. And
whereas,
and
you know, if we then, so I've talked to that first person, and maybe they said they wanted everything, and I say, okay, well, then if that's what you, let's get you, do you want to go ahead and get your account set up? It only takes about 5 minutes. And so usually people say yes. And so I put my laptop into their lap and go over next to them and say, click here. Okay, you're going to, now who did you come with? Okay, Marcia, why don't you sit here next to her. Marcia, what's your member number? And then I'll say, now double check, make sure Marcia's number came up as your sponsor and enroller. And I'll say, oh, click on independent distributor first. That's what you have to click on. And that means the wholesale account. And then put her number in, verify that it's her. And then you start putting in name and address and all that. When they're doing that, I move on to the next person and help personalize with that person while they're setting up that account. Now, every now and then someone says to me, well, I really just need to go home and think about this. This is a lot to think about. And I'll say to them, now, I'm thinking to myself, you're going to go home by yourself and look at 400-plus products. How are you going to figure out what you need? That would be not very nice of me to just leave you hanging here. But I don't say that. What I say is you're welcome to do that. I'd love to just have a chat with you briefly. What is it that you'd like to accomplish? And maybe the lady might say, well, my kids are sick all the time, and I'm just so tired of it, and I just wish they were healthier. And I'd say, well, what about that thieves kit? Do you think that would be a good place to get started? And she might say, probably. And I'd say, do you think that your kids need some good vitamins? Do you think it's possible that their toothpaste is making their immune system not be as strong as it should be? What do you think? Do you want to do that? Do you want to start with some good vitamins for them and some good personal care products? And then what about for yourself? What are we going to do for you to keep you healthy to chase those kids? And so I kind of talked to her about these things, and we decide, well, a thieves kit might be exactly what she needs to get started with, and she says, that's all I can really do right now. And I might say, well, would you like to set up a second order with the vitamins and toothpaste on it or no? I mean, if she said, yes, I'd love to get those, but I really can't afford it, I might say, well, then why don't you set that up as a second order, and we can even have that launch next month if you want. It's whenever you want it to launch. And I'm not afraid to say these things anymore. I was so fearful for so long. I've never had anybody look at me and say, you're trying to sell me something, because they know I'm not. I'm talking to them about what they need, what they're telling me is important to them. And here's the thing for all of you on this call. Here we are with five new people in this room, and they have five different needs. And we talk with each one of them individually and help them set up their account if they want to go ahead and do that, which I find people usually do, and they appreciate it. And see, then the stuff is on its way to them the next day. And then I go to the next person and the next person. We do the presentation in the first hour, and in the second hour I do all this personalizing and setting up of accounts. It doesn't overwhelm people so much. But here's the beauty of it. Let's just say that that first person who was just tired and needed to feel better gets to hear the woman with the sick kids and the person with the mom she's trying to help and the guy who's having trouble at work and just needs some emotional stability. But we discuss each of these different situations so that all eight of those people in the room, the five new people and the three old people, get to hear five different kinds of situations instead of just one, their own. So when they leave and they run into people, in the old days, let's say I shared one-on-one with somebody and they were in pain all the time, and I said, we'll do this, and it will probably help your pain go away, and they do it, and it helps, and they order. Then they have to go out and look for people in pain in order to share, because that's all they know. But in this situation where we're having these little heart-centered sharing gatherings, they have now seen five different situations, and they're much more able to get out there and say, well, gee, I actually bought stuff to give me more energy, but this lady in front of me is saying her sick kids are sick all the time. And I heard a lady that was true for. So I'd love to have you come to a little get-together that I'm going to do, and let's talk about that, because I think we can help you with your sick kids.
Well, and the other thing that's so powerful about that setup as well, I think, is because it's everybody knows somebody, but then there's other people they don't know.
Yeah.
And it's a small enough group that they feel safe sharing.
It is. And no one seems to be afraid to talk about their issues, their health issues, to me in a small get-together like that. I mean, I had one lady this entire last year who said, you know, I have a lot of health issues. And I said, well, there probably isn't time to talk about those tonight. May I call you tomorrow? And she said, yes. So I did call her and talk to her the next day, and I did a three-way so that the gal who brought her could listen in as well. But do you know what? That lady never has ordered. But she had so much going on, and then she just – I tried to help her prioritize it down and figure out a way to get started, but she didn't. And others would, but she didn't, and that's fine. There was no – that was perfectly okay with me. Mm-hmm. I had one lady who said when I went around the circle, I said, well, how can I help you? And she said, I'm just fine, thank you. I just came here because my daughter-in-law said if I did, she'd give me a free haircut. And I said, okay.
Okay.
I said, I'm sorry you got dragged here to this meeting. I'm just, you know, I apologize for that. And later the gal who cut her hair, who was, you know, promised her the free haircut, told me, she said, I'm so sorry I invited her. Now I see why you said invite people that are really interested.
Mm-hmm. That's a really good
point. And so when I'm having people bringing friends, and this is all written up in that heart-centered sharing document in part two, I say, well, tell me about your friend. Have you shared with them? Are they interested? Yeah, I'd love for you all to come. Why don't you come and bring two people, okay? And let me know. Verify with them that they're going to come and bring people. One detail about this is that what we found is that if we have 7 or 8 new people, we'll have 3 or 4 enroll. If we have 5 or 6 new people, we'll have 4 or 5 enroll. So five or six people is perfect.
Yeah, that's just amazing. It's an amazing statistic.
And if we have 1 or 2 there, 1 or 2 will enroll, but they won't have that rich experience that they can go out and share.
With the eight people, actually.
If we have a class of 15 or 20, and I know we've all done that, we'll have 1 or 2 enroll.
Mm-hmm.
Did we really help them? We told them about something that was so profound and life-changing, but we did it in a way that they could not enroll that way. There's no personalization. They can't figure out what to get. They get confused. And what I find is that they usually go out and enroll with the next person who's really willing to do that with them.
Mm-hmm.
My daughter, I think I've told you this, Maggie and Ruth, my daughter Jessica swears that I've enrolled more people in Young Living than anybody else, just not under myself. Because I've had so many classes where people would come, you know, 100 people would come to a class and they, oh my gosh, this is the most amazing thing I ever heard. Okay, bye. So they had to rush out and figure out either how to enroll themselves or they had to find somebody who was willing to sit down and do it with them.
That's funny. Vicki, if it's okay, I'm going to take it off of mute now.
About 30 more seconds and then we'll do that.
Yeah, fine. Okay.
I want to just say one word about this money issue because it's sensitive to many people. I want you to envision the possibility that, say, you came into some money and you decided to build a house, for example. Who might benefit if you were actually going to build a house? You know, you've got the architect and he's going to get paid and you've got the people that are going to build the walls and so you have woodworkers and carpenters and electricians. And you have all these people that are going to get paid as a result of you building this house because you have the money to do it. Well, guess what, people? This supports their families, and now they have money when they go home to educate their children or get medical help for a loved one or take their wife out to dinner, for heaven's sakes. So, and let's say that the curtains that you buy for your family room came from Sri Lanka. You now have helped support people in Sri Lanka who may need that money to survive. So your ability, when you have money, to be able to help people ripples through the global community that we are a part of. We are no longer a national community. We are definitely a global community. And every time we create abundance, that abundance will ripple out through the global community. And like I said, it can provide medical care or education, things that are valuable to people all over the world. So even the person, the carpenter, can now go buy clothing for his child, and somebody had to make that clothing. And it just ripples and ripples and ripples. So I really want you to think about that. And I know that when I started out, I was afraid, what will people think? Will they think I'm trying to sell them? Will they think I'm trying to make money? We have to let go of all these fears. It's up to us to let go of it because this abundance will benefit the world that we live in a way that we can't even imagine, really wonderful and beautiful ways. So I hope that you all can grasp this as a vision of not only helping people and creating abundance at the same time, which will help more people. It just becomes one of the most beautiful things that I've ever seen and that I've ever experienced. So, yes, please open the call and we'll get to questions.
Okay. Okay, we're unmuted. So thank you very much, Vicki. It's just very profound and inspiring. And are there any questions? Can you entertain a couple questions, Vicki?
Oh, yes. I'm very,
Very
glad to do that.
All right. This is the moment when the host wonders, are there any people here? Please speak up.
This is Vicki. This is Ruth. I just want maybe for you to explain so that everybody is clear on the fact that when you're doing the presentation, the three old people and old people or just ordinary people, but you know, distributors and their guests, that you have given them a copy of the
outline
or the paper that you are using so that they can follow along with you and then duplicate it.
Yeah, what I do, because my job is to get this out into the world as quickly as I can, so I want to make it as easy as possible. So what I do is when I have three come and bring two, as everybody's arriving, I hand the three people who brought their friends a copy of the outline that I'm going to be using. And I'll say, here, I thought you might like to follow along. I don't give it to the guests because it's really way too much information, but everybody, guests and previous members, get a product guide and that sheet that I told you about, the Have a Great Day Every Day. And when I give people that outline, some people just tuck it away and some make notes on the margins and highlight stuff, and I don't care. I'm not connected to what they're going to do with it. But it gives them an opportunity to follow along if they'd like. And what my experience is that after they've come back a couple of times and brought friends, that they come to me and say, you know, I think I can do this or I'd like to do this.
Mm-hmm.
And I say, I think you should. And if you'd like, I'd be glad to come and be a fly on the wall at your first one. And I'll even bring the product guides. How would that be? You know, I'll bring something, you know, to help contribute. So that does set up, you know, this duplication thing. The duplication word was always one that I hated because it was a network marketing word. But the truth is that this business model, this network marketing thing, has two funny quirks. And one is that however somebody introduces somebody else to their products is how that person will introduce others. So we have to be careful how we're introducing people. If all we do is talk about lavender oil and they buy a bottle of lavender oil, that's all they can ever share. They get stuck in concrete once they've come in to the way they were brought in. And then the second thing is that this business model only works if there is duplication. So what we've set up is part step one, which is where we're having friends over and sharing with them. Step two is where they're coming back and bringing people. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Hello? Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then step three is where they're having their own events, and you're just going to attend and support them. Not do it for them, but just do it with them.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's
working, and that's a beautiful way to get the system to flourish.
And it's really just more of that empowerment. It's empowerment at the next level.
You know, I shared this
with
you, Maggie, and I think Ruth, too. I have three words on a sticky note above my desk. The three words are empower, lifestyle, and duplication. And I feel like if we can empower people to use as much of this lifestyle as possible, the oils and drinking Ningxia Red and taking their supplements, that they will have a totally different and more healthy life, and they can duplicate. You know, we have to empower people about the lifestyle through duplication in order for this system to really work well.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. So are we still on mute, do you think? Would someone
We should not be. Is anybody there that can speak up?
Vicki, this is Michelle Brouse. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
So when we sign people up, if they elect only to get the Start Living Kit, what does that entitle them to? Does that entitle them to the full prices that we get as a wholesale distributor?
It does, but Michelle, I really feel like if we do that, we've done them a disservice. Now, here's why. We have this rich, vast line of health support. So I never have people sign up with that $40 kit, ever. The reason is that if they did, I would know I had failed at my job of sharing. Because what are they going to do with a bottle of lavender and peppermint and three samples of Ningxia Red? That's not going to change their life. So that's really would happen more if someone didn't hear a presentation. And really, the people that I find that buy $40 kits are really just trying to appease their friend and get them off their back and make them feel like they did something. So I want you to think that one through. The $40 kit allows you to order wholesale whenever you want, but it is not a good deal for anybody. It doesn't help anybody. You can't change somebody's life with a bottle of lavender and a bottle of peppermint. So what I want you to think about, I've had people use that kit at the class. They might say, well, I'm a massage therapist, and I thought I might like to do some – I've heard about raindrop, and I want to start doing raindrops on people. And I might say, well, then maybe what would be the best choice for you would be the $40 kit and a raindrop kit and try it. There's a DVD in there that will show you how to do it, or I'll come over and show you how to do it. Do you want to do that? And they might say, yeah. Let's say I'm talking to a young mom who says to me, and this happened actually about 3 months ago, I have absolutely very little spending money, but I really want to get these products for my children and help them be healthier. So what I'd like to do is go ahead and enroll with the $40 kit, but then I want to set up an order for next month where I'm going to get the kids' vitamins and the kids' personal care products and get started that way. And I said, you know, I think that's a beautiful idea. So it doesn't have anything to do with the money to me or how much I'm going to earn at all. It only has to do with how do I really help this person? And I feel like if they order a $40 kit and that's it, I haven't helped them. I failed them.
Very interesting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes,
that's good. Does that answer your question, Michelle?
It does. I guess in this economy, I'm hearing when you present, you know, the other oil kits that people are hesitant, you know, to spend the money up front.
No, they really aren't. I hardly ever have anybody that's hesitant to spend the money.
Okay.
At all. I mean, that's a very rare thing for me to see. I had this one lady that was the mother, but that's like one person this last year that I know that signed up with a $40 kit. I usually am astounded at how much they want to get, and they do get on their own. For me, it's not about the money. I don't care if they buy or if they don't buy. I'm not invested in that. What I'm invested in is really honing in on what they need. They've come to this event to hear about it. They wanted to learn more. They have needs. How can I meet those needs?
Okay.
And so they're really, what you're going to be surprised at is that when they've made the effort to come to an event like this, they actually are not hesitant to order what they need. It always surprises me that they get exactly what they want. And most people have credit cards, and even if they figure they'll pay it off within a couple of months, they do. But I find it to be just the opposite of that. What about you, Maggie? Do you have people hesitant to order?
Of course, Vicki. I don't have this all figured out yet, but I'm, you know, I'm understanding more and more exactly what you're saying. Is it's really about helping them to understand. It's the educational process, and I think that there probably are. I think probably the biggest mistake I've made in a way is I get excited. You know, somebody shows some interest. And I try to do it then, and I need to learn to just back up and make sure that I spend specific time with them. I like this model better, where you have input from other people. And then it's the educational process. If they get, and I love what you said to me once, I didn't hear it tonight particularly, but, you know, you have small educational meetings, because we were talking about, is it a party or isn't it a party or, you know, what is it?
Not a party. It's fun, but it's not set up as a party. It's set up as a small educational seminar.
Yeah.
And one other thing that might help you understand this, Michelle, is that when I'm talking about the essential rewards, what you'll find in the long version of the outline is I say, this is not about buying products in addition to what you're already spending. This is about buying products instead of what you're already spending. So this will replace what you were going to spend this month at the health food store, at the drug store, or whatever. And for example, the lavender hand lotion is more expensive maybe than the lavender hand lotion or the hand lotion you were planning to buy, but you can notice that you only need a tiny amount at a time. These products are very, very rich. They're very economical because they'll last you for 2 or 3 months, even if you use them frequently. So that's how I talk to people about that, to help them understand the value of what we have here. And again, sometimes people say, wow, I wish I could get more. I'd love to get everything on that page, the Have a Great Day Every Day protocol. And I say, well, we're having another one of these events in a couple of weeks. You're welcome to bring a friend if you'd like, a friend or two. And if they order, their order will actually help you pay for yours. And I have people all the time that say, oh, I am so there. I am so going to do that. And I'll say, well, give me a call because, you know, we keep them small on purpose, so that we can give personalized help to people. And so you need to let me know if you're planning to come. These are the dates that we have the next two set up.
And,
so that's
and you're also
thing.
Pretty clear about them. They need to bring someone too, right?
Oh, yeah, they don't get to come. If they say, well, I just want to come again, I say, well, these events are for people that want to come and bring a friend. They're specific for that. But I'm sure that, it, you know, as we're doing events that are open to everybody, we'll let you know, or that Young Living is coming and doing an event, we'll let you know. Yeah, they don't get to come without a friend. And then I'm actually curious about their friend, because I have this one lady who did one of these events, and she had three come, and they were supposed to each bring two, but they only brought one. And at the end of the event, she went around to personalize with each of these three new people. One was homeless, literally homeless. One was unemployed and had absolutely no money at all. And the third was a young boy that had turned 18 the week before and was not at all interested in health. And this gal that did this meeting said that these three people really just wanted to come and hear it again. So they rounded up these people and brought them with them. Well, but, you know, the homeless person and the unemployed person would have loved to have ordered some, but they have no money. So I think it's kind of not nice to bring people who you absolutely know there's no way they could get anything. I mean, it's like saying, I have the very best thing for you in the world, but I know you can't have it, so I'll just torture you with it, with knowing that it's out there. That's not fair to me. So when I have people coming and bringing people, I'll say, so tell me about your friends that you're bringing. And if someone says, well, this person is actually unemployed, but I think they need to know about it because they don't feel good, I'll say, you know what, I would prefer to see you earn some extra money by bringing people who can afford to order and buying something and giving it to that person with the money that you make. Because if you know they can't order, that's kind of hard on them to bring them when you know there's no way they can get it. So it's not that I want to exclude them, honestly. I just know how hard it is on them because I see it in their eyes when those people come.
See, you know what? It's quarter of now. So I don't really have a time limit, but I, you know, some people might.
I know,
and
I appreciate everybody staying over. And I think I just want to finalize by, and then I'd like for you and Ruth to say something too. I really feel like the time has come for us to share this with the world. I feel like each of us can do our own part in that, whatever that means. And I hope that each of you on this call will just begin to share from your heart. Help your friends set up their accounts. Do it with them and not for them. And when they're ready, show them how to share with others by just allowing them to come and share with their friends at your house. And by all of us doing this together, I really feel like we can have a profound effect on the world that we live in and on the lives of future generations. So I just really appreciate anything you can do to help others and allow us to help you learn how to do that and do it from a heart-centered approach. We're glad to help you. So,
thank you so much.
Yeah,
and,
Maggie, what about you?
Well, I just want to say, as far as the introduction, you know, we have the outline for this. I'll forward it again. I'm recording the call so we can do that. And I will, and I know Ruth will, and Virginia too, and me up here, and our other leaders, so happy to support anybody who wants to move forward with this. It's such a, you know, a great program, and it's perfectly outlined. Vicki, you did a fabulous job. And I am going to just jump ahead real quick because we just found out that there's going to be a Young Living corporate event right here in South Jersey, and I know some of you Virginia people will come up. And it's one of the Super Saturdays, and, of course, we want everybody to be there.
Oh, I hope
Vicki,
everybody
can you do
there.
A little plug for that?
You know, oh, my gosh. They're just so fun when they do those. You learn a lot. They have a lot of different speakers. They did one here in Denver, and it was just really well done. They set up a Ninja Red bar, so you get to buy shots. I mean, it's just a fun
okay.
It's a fun day.
Mm.
It's like a little
all
mini
right.
convention in a way.
Oh, okay. All right, great, because I have not been to one yet.
Mm-hmm.
So we do want to have everybody do that. And then also I want to let everybody know we've actually set up two more of these calls, and I'll be sending information out. I know that Jeffrey Lewis is going to do one on maximizing your leadership and know, like, and trust, his mantra. And so I'll be sending out information on that as well.
Well, and I hope you all will keep us posted about your sharing, and that you and Maggie and Ruth, that you'll get back with me and let me know how that's going.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah.
I'd love to hear about it.
Yeah. Okay, we will definitely do that, Vicki, and thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Vicki. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, any final words from Ruth?
This was wonderful. Thank you very much, and I also want to thank everyone who is on the call. I'm going to be putting three big sheets in my bulletin board in front of my desk, Empower, Lifestyle, and Duplication. And also this gives me really a greater perspective on the sharing aspect. So I think that's wonderful. Thank you so much.
Well, I want to say thank you, everyone, for being on as well.
Okay. I'm going
Great.
To stop the recording, and then
okay.
I'll stay on if anybody had any additional questions or whatever.
Okay.
I have a question. This is Shanna.